Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What I've always felt was the right decision remains the right decision today. Now is not my time. I have a commitment to New Jersey that I simply will not abandon. That's a promise I made to the people of this state when I took office 20 months ago, to fix a broken New Jersey. And when I look at what we've accomplished so far, I'm proud, but I know we're not nearly done. I've made this commitment to my state first and foremost. People sent me to Trenton to get a job done, and I'm just not prepared to walk away. I know not everyone agrees with my decision, but my loyalty to this state is what it is.
That's New Jersey's Chris Christie explaining that he'll not be running for president. Aren't you tired of listening to all of this? My God, on it goes. Instead, he's choosing to continue his commitment as governor of New Jersey. The term ends in 2013. So that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, going over to MSNBC, where Angria Mitchell talks to political analyst Chuck Todd and The Washington Post's Chris Cizilla about Christie's official announcement he'll not be running.
Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey saying his heart remained in New Jersey, that after 20 months in office, he felt the job was not done, but he made the decision last night. He laughed off any suggestion of being someone's running mate. He didn't shut the door on it, but he said, can you imagine anyone with my, asking someone with my personality to be a running mate? Perhaps they would need a food tester. And he also responded to the columns and the comedians who have made fun of his weight. Chuck Todd, our chief political analyst and chief White House correspondent. Chuck, what do you make of this news conference? And if he's saying that there was never any other decision, it was only responding to requests that he consider deciding to run.
Well, I think it is worth noting that he's already answered more questions as a non-presidential candidate from a gathered press corps than Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann put them all together. The folks actually running for president, maybe that's the stress of not actually having a campaign and having every word analyzed under a microscope. But let's remember, he wants to be president someday. You know, that ambition he's never really covered up and said so. And I think in many ways, the fact that this press conference is still going, the fact that he is still taking questions shows you, because his answers really hasn't changed over the last 40 minutes, but he is enjoying all the questions he's getting to explain his answer over the last 40 minutes. One thing I thought it was interesting that he didn't take the bait on was this question of what do you make of the fact that, what does it say about the actual candidates running for president, that they've been coming to you and he wouldn't go there? But that is a large story here, Andrea. For about 6 weeks, there has been the grand poobahs of whatever is left of the Republican establishment, conservative elite, whatever you want to call these folks, basically sent the message, we don't like the current crop of candidates we have. We may come around on some of them, but we're not crazy about them. We want somebody else. And that's still something that they're going to have to get their arms around at some point, just like Democrats did in 2004 when it came to John Kerry, when it seemed like every couple of months they were looking for something else. They ended up settling on Kerry. Maybe perhaps that's what happens with Mitt Romney. We'll see.
And Chris, Alyssa, Chuck Todd said earlier that people may now fall in like with Mitt Romney, if not in love with Mitt Romney. Your polling indicated that there was no huge groundswell for Chris Christie, at least at this stage. But it does change the nature of this race.
It does. You know, Andrea, I think in some ways it's kind of the people who were excited about this now have to assess, is Mitt Romney, to Chuck's point, he's exactly right. No one in the conservative kind of world is going to love Mitt Romney, but they love the idea of beating Barack Obama more than they love any candidate. Do they finally say, you know what, Romney's not perfect for us, but he's the best we can do and beat Obama? Or do they turn to Perry again? Chuck has made this point, and we've talked about it on and off the air. I do think it's important. Rick Perry's political obituary may be prematurely written. That I think there will be a second reckoning, whether it's fundraising, whether it's if he can do better in the Washington Post Bloomberg debate next week. There's going to be a chance for him now to say, hey, it's between me and Romney now. Who do you want? And that's a question that conservatives, at least, he still has a chance, I think, to convince them that he's the right choice. And I think that's what Chris Christie has given Rick Perry, maybe a second chance to make a, if not first, a better impression.
Coming up, more reaction to the Christie announcement that he will not run when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Doug Steffen focusing on the story of Chris Christie. Isn't this crazy? This is craziness. At Fox, Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier talk about the impact Christie's decision is likely to have on the presidential race, as many would-be donors have been sitting on the sidelines and now will have to choose from one of the other candidates.
It was some dramatic political theater. It was not unexpected, and yet even the governor admitted that in recent days he had given it some reconsideration, so there was a bit of a question mark as to what he would do. And what does it mean now for those who are in this race, have declared they're in this race, and have spent millions of dollars and time, efforts and time of their own in trying to persuade Americans to vote for them?
Yeah, Megan, a couple of interesting things. One was that Governor Christie said he made the decision last night after this reconsideration. And I thought that was a very interesting point. The big donors, the big pushers in the Republican Party had talked to him, but there hadn't been an outreach in New Hampshire or Iowa or South Carolina. So that was an indication that this was going to happen. What does it mean? It means that big money could be on the move. That some of the big dollars that have been on the sidelines, frozen, waiting for this official decision, may actually move into this GOP race. And I think it also means that everything accelerates a little bit faster. As the calendar compresses, we start getting into late October, November. Republican consultant Mark McKinnon was quoted as saying, "Dream dating is over with this decision." Quote, "time to love the one you're with." And I think that that is really indicative of where the party is. While there are some people who are still calling on Governor Palin to get in, that is less and less likely to happen. And now it's time to love the one you're with.
Tell that to the farmer in Nebraska who, as Governor Christie recounted in an extraordinary story, did the following. Listen to the governor.
Folks, I mean, we got FedEx over the weekend at home from a farmer in Nebraska to my children, asking my children to sit me down and tell me that it was okay to miss their games and their concerts and their events, because our country needed me more, and that if they did that, that they would be remembered in the history books as the people who changed the course of our country's history. We got literally dozens of letters like that at home, to our home address, from people all over the country.
The pressure he was under, Brett, was incredible. But what does it say? It's not so much about Governor Christie at this point. What does it say about the farmer in Nebraska, perhaps Mrs. Reagan, perhaps other top Republicans' feelings about the field as it now stands?
Well, one, that they had some concerns, and they ultimately, in the Republican Party, want to find someone who can beat President Obama. That's the ultimate goal. And they saw in Governor Christie that person. Now that he's out, they'll have to look at the people who are in the field. As we've talked about, Governor Romney has had a ceiling from 22% to 26%, and he hasn't really broken through in many polls. Herman Cain is surging. He may see some more activity since he's kind of plain-spoken, similar to Governor Christie in that way, in his delivery and answer to questions. But the big question is money and support. And when that all starts to move, it could move quickly. And whether Governor Romney, he is well positioned to take most advantage, perhaps, of the Chris Christie phenomena and all of the focus.
Up next here, talk host Joan Hamburg talked about the announcement from Christie, which she didn't think was really a surprise.
Most people did not think that he would run, although we had an interesting conversation with John Heilman, who is with New York Magazine, who wrote that this might be, he equated it to when Hillary Clinton, you know, felt the time wasn't right and she passed it by. He equated that this might be his moment, because you never know. He's governor right now, but if he didn't get reelected or something, who knows? But he decided, and I'm sure it was a decision that he made a long time ago. It was flattering to be pushed, and the Republicans were looking for that kind of charismatic, in-your-face kind of person who could take over, but not to be in a very crowded field. Governor Chris Christie is not going to run for governor. He likes his job. He's got a great job. And he says, whether you like it or not, New Jersey is stuck with him. Someday, he pointed out, someone may ask, do you feel you missed your big chance to be president of the United States? Well, maybe he did, and maybe he didn't. He looked pretty good in all the polls. If he does anything for the state of New Jersey, like gets those property taxes reduced, he will be a hero. So let's see. I'm sure that he's got some regret. Every decision any of us make comes with negative and positive. Of course there's going to be regret. How flattering to think that people want you to run for president of the United States of America. And his family said whatever he wanted to do. But he chose to stay where he is for his reasons. And good. You know, good for him. He's an interesting governor. I don't think anyone is surprised. Maybe some of you are, but it's like old news, and I'm so glad he did it today, because we didn't need another day to hear people looking for something to talk about, wondering if he's going to do it or he's not going to do it.
Candidates who are actually in the race, next up here on the Talk Radio Review.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, talk on the Internet. Some of the things that you can hear and see, that's what we review here. The presidential race is where we are. And here's Sean Hannity talking to Herman Cain about the controversy over that racial slur that was painted on a rock at the entrance to Rick Perry's family hunting camp.
This issue came up about Perry, and you commented on the Sunday shows about it, and that's about Perry. I guess he went to this hunting camp. His family never owned it,
right?
But I guess they would lease it or rent it or go there, and it had on painted on a rock the N-word.
Right.
Because you said that it was insensitive.
The name on the rock is insensitive.
But it wasn't, you weren't addressing that towards Perry.
No, it was okay. The fact that it was on the rock, and whoever was in charge of the rock, it was insensitive. Now, the latest information that I've heard, because I haven't researched it, haven't had time, you know, more important things to do, is that in 1981, they painted over the sign.
The Perry family did.
Right,
That's what Perry's family did.
But, so, what happened from 1960 to 1981? As long as it was there, it was insensitive. That was my whole point. And I even went so far as to say this, Sean. I don't believe that that word on that rock represents how Governor Perry feels about black people in America. I really don't.
This is the end of it.
This is the end of it.
Here's a radio man, Jay Weber, with the callers about the problems Perry is having and wondered if it's time for the Republicans to throw their support behind Mitt Romney.
Time to look at Mitt Romney. Tim in Fond du Lac.
I think anyone that says they're going to stay home rather than vote for Romney is foolish because, you know, we have a really good chance of taking over, Republicans, of taking over the Senate as well and pushing forward the most conservative agenda in decades. And, you know, the choice is going to be conservative or ultra-conservative with the decisions Romney's going to make, and that's a win either way.
I agree with you, and I believe that we will have a different dynamic in Washington. And if Mitt Romney doesn't want to be as conservative as we want him to be, he's going to feel the pressure. He's going to feel the pressure of the Tea Party and of those House conservatives to, by God, live up to the promises that he made during the campaign.
Well, and politics is a game of inches, and this is a chance for a 14-point turnaround if we have conservatives in every branch of office.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the call. To Dallin Allenton.
Yes, sir. I haven't heard any of the candidates start talking about drilling for oil. You know, if they were able to drill for enough oil and lower our gas prices, you know, I can have $25-$30 a week to spend. That would help turn the country around.
You get Mitt Romney promising to drill holes. His transformation to conservative really will be complete, won't it? That's what's most interesting to me about Romney is that he has moved to a great degree on all sorts of positions. He's come over to the dark side, if you will, on all sorts of conservative positions. He really, really, really wants to be the guy, to the point where he is now adopting Tea Party positions on a lot of these fiscal matters. You know, he's always a fiscal conservative, but he's now adopting more Tea Party-esque positions. He is now willing to look at conservative ideas that I don't believe he would have been willing to look at even a year or two ago. He is a political animal. His motivation is get me into the White House. How conservative do I have to move in order to win the White House? I don't care. I'll become a John Birch conservative if it gets me in that White House. And you can look at that and you can say that's really cynical. That is a guy who is a windsock who's not going to serve us well. Or you can say, aha, willing puppet. Willing, a person who is willing to do the bidding of the conservatives and Tea Party activists that are now in control, or will very soon be in control, of Congress. Joe in Muskego.
I am definitely afraid that it's going to be Mitt Romney. I guess if I had, he was the only candidate, I would have to live with it. But he is the exact type of politician that the Tea Party people are just, they're so afraid of. Because yep. Look at, he's not standing on his record.
It is.
And I need to have a true, true conservative, somebody that, and not a typical polished politician. That's what the Tea Party's standing for. I don't think the media, I really don't think most people get it. I really don't.
The Wall Street protests are up next here on the Countdown.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hurry into the PetSmart Treat Your Pet Sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of toys, treats, apparel, and more. Save 50% on select vegan strips, Nature's Recipe, Pure Love, and Blue Buffalo dog treats. And save 50% on our entire stock of Martha Stewart, Top Paw, and Great Choice fall dog apparel. Don't miss these great deals and more. Friday through Monday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid October 7th through the 10th with your Pet Perks card.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back for another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Occupy Wall Street protesters, now what, 3 weeks this has been going on? Keith Olbermann talks to Michael Moore about the protests, which are now cropping up not only in New York, but cities all over our country.
Perhaps no surprise that the movement is now headed for Main Street. Demonstrators have marched and chanted in Boston, Chicago, Albuquerque, Raleigh, Los Angeles, L.A. tonight, matter of fact, and Denver. Tomorrow it's Philadelphia, Thursday, D.C., and a separate event in Houston. On the 15th, Phoenix and Pittsburgh. Also being planned, rallies in smaller cities, Santa Fe, Little Rock, Mason City, Iowa. Japan and Europe might be next. Michael, that's literally where it goes from here.
That's right.
Figuratively, where does it go from here, do you think, based on your experience and what you've seen in your three trips down there?
I think that that not only is this going to continue, these cities that you mentioned, this is what's so wonderful about this. There really isn't anything driving this other than what Wall Street has done, mm-hmm. and what those who are in charge of our economy have done. They weren't just happy enough with having multi-billions. They wanted tens and hundreds of billions, maybe even trillions. And so
kleptomania, as you said.
They're kleptomaniacs is what they are. They're out of control. I think it really is some kind of a sociopathic mm-hmm. Illness. And they now want us to live in a kleptocracy where the kleptomaniacs run the show. This is going to spread. I said this last week. I said it 2 weeks ago when I first spoke with you. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media was trying to just poo-poo this. Oh, it's just a few down there. Don't worry. Well, what happened on Saturday, not just here, but as you said, in Boston and mm-hmm. LA and Chicago and elsewhere. And now Wednesday, I just heard, is going to be National Student Walkout Day. This is going to start to organize on college campuses.
Okay, great.
This is going to dovetail with so many things. People who've lost their homes, the 50 million who don't have health insurance, mm-hmm. all the disparate groups of people who've been affected by the greed on Wall Street, they have had it. And I'll tell you, President Obama, he'd be smart right now to not just give another speech, but actually have his Justice Department either have a special prosecutor or an investigation and go after the people that stole this money. Mm-hmm. The people want a perp walk. They want to see people led away in handcuffs with a coat over the head.
That's right.
And because that's going to be some form of justice.
Here's radio host Charlie Brennan with Jill Schlesinger from MoneyWatch.com about whether the Wall Street protesters are really a movement or if it's more like a fad.
A city of 20 million people, 700 people get arrested on the Brooklyn Bridge. Is this really a movement?
Well, I can't say it's a movement, but it did really lousy up traffic on Sunday. I mean, the Brooklyn Bridge was, like, shut down on Sunday, so that was bad. I mean, look, what is this really? This is an expression of probably what so many Americans feel, which is, I'm just so mad, I'm so frustrated that the economy's not doing better at this point. And I want to push that anxiety and that fear and that anger onto something or someone. And why not Wall Street? I mean, it's weird to me only that if you want to be really mad at someone right now, you should be marching in Washington, D.C. You shouldn't be marching because Wall Street has very little to do with what's happening in the recovery at this moment.
That's an interesting point. But people are looking at the banks and saying, wow, we bailed them out and they seem to be doing well and salaries are still high and we don't have two nickels to rub together. So
let's pull that apart a little bit. Let's just kind of peel that onion back and then say, number one, banks are actually trading at the stock prices of these banks are trading at the same level where they were basically in the height of the financial crisis. So we know that banks are actually not doing that well. They have made money over the last couple of years as the recovery has continued, and they paid back the money that the government lent them. So, I mean, look, I'm not the big defender of Wall Street. I just want to make sure that we're all understanding, like, where we want to put our anxiety.
Okay. How about the salaries of the bankers?
Yeah, but they've come down. I mean, in fact, yes, the top echelon, these guys all make dumb money. But if you look at all those lists of the highest paid CEOs, Wall Street guys are not on that list. I mean, there's guys, people make way more money working at other kinds of companies than Wall Street companies in terms of salary. And now the bonus stuff has changed quite a bit. So I'm not saying they all should make what they make, but they're all in business to make money. I get that. And that, you know, we want to make sure that they don't put us in a position where we're going to see the whole economy teeter on the edge and they bring us all down. I'm not sure whether marching and having, like, anger about that. I think the anger is really just about what has happened over the last 20 to 30 years. You know, we know that middle-class wages are basically frozen at where they were 10 years ago. Okay? 10 years ago. That's not Wall Street's fault. That's just kind of what has happened. And that, I think, is really the core source of all of this anxiety, that people don't feel like they can do better. We didn't have people get upset when dot-com bazillionaires were made in the 90s, right?
No, because we were all doing well at that time.
That's right. Yeah. So it's the feeling of I'm not participating that's fueling this.
Amanda Knox is back home in Seattle after the Italian court threw out her murder conviction. We'll listen and learn next up on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott with AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Is Airplane the funniest movie ever? Maybe. And a new Blu-ray edition features interviews with the writers, directors, and stars, including Robert Hayes, who told me that after nearly 30 years, he's still crazy about it.
That film, it was like winning the lottery for me. They did a thing, People Magazine and ABC, what's your favorite comedy? And of the comedies, the number one was Airplane. I'll accept that. That's good.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is in your own home. Try choosing one of the latest films from your digital cable provider's Movies on Demand menu, many of them available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on cable on demand this week. Tyler Perry's back in Madea's Big Happy Family. Hannah stars Academy Award winner Cate Blanchett. Fast Five revs up with Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson. And I absolutely love The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. See what's coming soon to your living room at rentmoviesondemand.com. Make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
O'Reilly. Like everyone else these days, you need to save money every way you can, and O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get great prices on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right and looking its best, like quality tools, name brand motor oils, appearance products, and a lot more. Save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Our attention is now turned toward Amanda Knox. Here's another sort of created situation, a boil from the news media. Aaron Burnett on CNN talks to Donald Trump, who actually behind the scenes was helping the Knox family while Amanda was in Italy.
Donald, I know that you said you're a big supporter of Amanda Knox. I know you've spoken publicly about that over the past few years. You mentioned to me that you spoke with her father this afternoon. What did he say?
Well, he couldn't have been happier. It's about time that this happened. I mean, it's ridiculous. She was never guilty. All the evidence proved that. If you look at this prosecutor, he has his own issues. He's got a terrible reputation and a terrible past. And he had just a thing. It was just, he had this thing about her somehow, and probably has it about other people too. So it was time, and hopefully she's now going to recapture her life and do a good job in doing it, and maybe, frankly, become a big star, and somehow she can get some dividends out of this nightmare for herself.
Well, you've been very outspoken on her defense before, Donald. I'm curious, you talk about her becoming a big star. How do you plan on supporting her from here?
Well, I've been supporting the family. I've been helping the family, and I'll continue to help the family. I mean, they went through a lot. I just felt badly. The first day I saw it, I said, that doesn't sound right. And then we looked at the evidence, and the evidence just wasn't there. And, you know, at least the appeals court had the courage to say the evidence was not there. But it was never there. For her to have spent 4 years in a terrible jail is just outrageous.
And did Kurt Knox give you any sense of what their plans are when they're here?
Yeah, he's going to Seattle, is what he told me, and I don't think they can leave quick enough. She went to Italy to learn the language. Well, she learned the language. That's one thing she got out of it.
I guess that's true. Well, thanks so much, Donald. We appreciate it. Maybe we'll see her on one of your shows.
Well, you'll see her someplace, but she's a great person, and what happened to her was absolutely outrageous.
Host Chris DeGaulle here with CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the circumstances that led to the Italian court throwing out the guilty verdict and letting Amanda Knox go free.
This Amanda Knox story, I have not followed it closely, but it's the thing about it that always it always reminds me why I fear international travel. Next thing you know, you wind up 4 years later in an Italian prison and before some guy going, silenzio, por favor, wearing some robe, and you have to learn it's always creeped me out, the whole deal. Andrew Cohen with CBS News, he's the legal analyst there. He's covered this thing from stem to stern. And Andrew, I must confess, I have not followed this as closely as some. I know it's a big deal for the woman who's been in jail with her boyfriend for 4 years, linked to a murder that now they're saying she didn't commit. But what in the world went so wrong that 4 years ago they thought she did? What's changed, I guess, since then?
What changed is there was a DNA evaluation. There was an independent evaluation of the DNA evidence that had been used in the first trial to link her to the murder. The evaluation was made. It was deemed to be unreliable. the testing, the protocols and stuff just wasn't up to snuff. And so you had the recommendation that maybe all the scientific evidence wasn't as strong as prosecutors had said it was. And I think that more than anything is what made these Italian appellate jurors give Amanda Knox a break yesterday. They gave her the time served, and then they set her free.
Now, who are they saying murdered this woman, this college roommate of Amanda Knox?
Well, the guy's in jail. His name escapes me this morning. I haven't had enough coffee yet, but he's in jail. He confessed to the crime. He turned himself in. He initially got 30 years. His lawyers were able to get that down to 16 years. And, of course, that was one of the great sort of ironies before yesterday, that here you had the guy who actually confessed to the crime getting 16 years in prison, while Amanda Knox, who never confessed to the crime and whose DNA was not linked to it, got 26 years. Yesterday, she was so emotional in court because prosecutors actually were asking for more time. They wanted a life sentence, which is one of the differences that we have in American law and Italian law. Prosecutors here can't ask for more time on appeal. I think that's the story, is that there is somebody sitting in jail, confessed to the crime, whose DNA was all over the murder scene.
Well, what's the guy that confessed? He's like a drug dealer or something. And what was his link to begin with to the girl and her boyfriend? That's what I never really understood.
Yeah, there's still a question about that. And look, there are questions about this case still, right? Just because this panel yesterday decided that it had enough of Amanda Knox and wanted her to leave,
right,
it doesn't mean that all the questions are answered. And, you know, now we wait to see what happens with this appeal. Prosecutors say they're going to appeal to the Italian Supreme Court. She's going to be back here in the States. You know, it sets up an extradition fight, I suppose, if prosecutors really want to, in Italy, really want to pursue her. That would be expensive. And, of course, the great news for her is that that's going to be resolved here in federal court. You talk about the home field advantage in the law. She doesn't have to worry anymore about the Italians and their system of justice. She, I guess, will get an American judge who I think would be very unlikely to require her to go back to Italy.
Talk host Terry Stanton with criminal defense attorney Elizabeth Kelly. She was sure Amanda Knox would be acquitted on appeal.
You called this and you said,
based on
your watching of the case and the facts involved, that you thought that given their appeal system that she would be acquitted.
I did, Terry, and thanks for having me back. This is a wonderful day for justice, not only in Italy, but in across the world. Everyone on the planet, it seems, was focused on this case in Perugia, and thank goodness the Italian court did the right thing and acquitted Amanda and released her as well as her co-defendants. And Amanda is on her way to America.
I guess, yesterday you described the difference between the appeal system in Italy and what we have here. I guess if you'd give us a real quick primer on that and how that may have played into this acquittal.
Well, in Italy, appellate courts look at a case de novo, and that's an Italian term, or a Latin term meaning all over and again. Here in America, appellate courts look at a decision with a very deferential eye towards what the trial court did. And if something is close or maybe a draw, they defer to what the trial court decided, but not in Italy. They basically retry the case. And that's vitally important because I don't know if in America the appellate attorneys could have raised as effectively all the deficiencies that were committed during her initial trial, namely the faulty admission of the DNA evidence. DNA evidence, which we later found out to have been horribly, horribly contaminated.
Mm-hmm. I noted earlier also during my chat with Gary Austin that longtime journalist Peter Van Zandt from 48 Hours Mystery noted that when Amanda Knox appealed to the jury, some members of the jury actually cried. They had tears rolling up in their eyes. Some journalists actually cried. It had to have been emotion-filled, very, very emotional.
Gut-wrenching and powerful. But you know what, Terry? In America, that would not be allowed.
Right.
At appellate arguments, it's only the attorneys who stand before a panel of judges and make their argument. The defendant isn't allowed to speak.
All right, another case up next here, the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, back in the forefront on the Talk Radio Review.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the talk world is focused somewhat on the trial of Dr. Conrad Murray, Michael Jackson's personal physician. You remember all of that stuff. Here's Greg Jarrett talking to Judge Alex Ferreira about Conrad Murray not telling the emergency room doctors anything about the drugs Michael Jackson was on, including the propofol, and whether this alone could get him convicted.
The failure to tell the ER doctor something that critical about the patient, is that sort of negligence or recklessness per se that could lead to a conviction on involuntary manslaughter?
Absolutely. I mean, it's looking really bad for Dr. Murray, and you would expect it to look bad in this side of the case because it's the prosecution side of the case. We've already heard that the prosecution is going to show that he bought, in a one-month period, 4 gallons of propofol to administer to Jackson. This is a drug, a surgical anesthetic that's used in small quantities, in milliliters. He's bought 4 gallons of it in a one-month period. But what you heard was that was more devastating was on Friday, the testimony of the paramedics and the doctor saying that when they showed up, he didn't tell them they had administered any propofol to the doctor, even though he admitted, to the patient, even though he had admitted he'd been applying it for 30 days to the police every single night. Didn't tell the doctors it was in his system, and we all know that is crucial for doctors to know what steps to take to save the patient's life. And combine that with the fact that he was telling Michael Jackson's security officer to gather up all of the bottles of propofol, put them in a bag. The security officer thought it was to take it to the hospital. Apparently, it looks like it was to hide them. And that leaves the jury with a clear impression that there was some cover-up going on. It's looking really bad.
Yeah, that demonstrates consciousness of guilt when you tried to hide critical evidence. Want to play a piece of tape here. This is Michael Jackson's voice in a telephone message to Dr. Conrad Murray. Take a listen.
I've never seen anything like this. No.
right, so Judge, wasn't the doctor clearly put on notice by virtue of that tape and probably other events that Michael Jackson had a serious substance problem of some sort, which therefore demands that the treating doctor, Conrad Murray, exercise a higher level of care for his patient?
You're absolutely right, Greg. And this was actually not a phone message. This was the doctor recording him on his phone, a voice memo. And everybody questioned why would he do that. And presumably the defense is going to say he wanted to show Michael that this alleged Demerol addiction, which he may very well have had, was really harming him and that he should listen to the doctor. The problem is, as you point out, it shows that he had knowledge that he's an addict. And if the defense is going to rely on this defense that they've raised in opening, that Michael Jackson self-induced the propofol and the lorazepam when the doctor was out of the room, Dr. Conrad Murray's knowledge that he's an addict and is taking self-medicating is going to create another possible extreme negligence scenario. Why would you leave these drugs by the bedside of Michael Jackson when you know he has a drug problem?
Doco's Daryl Parks with Aaron Jacobs from JusticeForMJ.com. This person thinks Conrad Murray ought to be facing murder charges.
Why the website, first of all, JusticeForMJ.com?
Originally, the website was started just days after the district attorney in Los Angeles, Steve Cooley, filed involuntary manslaughter charges against Dr. Conrad Murray in the homicide of Michael Jackson. We were really outraged and felt that the charges were just inappropriate and that what evidence we knew at that time that it should have been a murder too, with implied malice charge. And so we started the website to get attention of the fans, and we started trying to reach out to the district attorney at that time. And every attempt we made, I mean, it went as far as showing up at his appearances, we were blocked.
Would you agree? I mean, let's talk about the charges a little bit. As I mentioned, involuntary manslaughter, and you're looking more for as a fan, murder two against Conrad Murray. But I mean, you can also make the case and make the comparison with Casey Anthony that they went after her with charges at a certain level, and if they would have gone after her with a lesser charge, she would be in jail today.
Well, the prosecutors didn't prove their case in the Casey Anthony case. They couldn't prove if the child died from chloroform. They couldn't prove that chloroform was used. They couldn't prove that fingerprints from Casey Anthony were on the duct tape. So morally, she was convicted, and so everybody thought there would be a conviction because she just did such egregious things following the death of her daughter that, of course, she must have been guilty. I personally believe she was guilty. But when you ask a jury to prove beyond reasonable doubt, there was reasonable doubt in that case, and I think they did, in spite of the criticisms that they got, the right thing. There is no reasonable doubt in this case.
All right, everything is front and center, some of the silly stuff and the serious stuff all together, whatever we're talking about. Visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at Doug Stephan, StephanN.com.